Chapter 5. The Whore of Babylon. Burglars are expert snoops. We have to be. It's a hard and fast rule that the longer we spend in a place, the more likely it is that we'll get caught. For me, 25 minutes is the maximum. I've gone through some pretty roomy houses in 25 minutes, and I like to think I've found and removed everything worth finding and removing, and done it without leaving a mess behind. Because the other hard and fast rule is that the longer it takes the pigeon to discover the burglary, the safer the burglar is. I've learned to ransack a 6-room house in less than half an hour, selecting things as I go, and leave without even disturbing the nap on the carpet. In that regard, successful burglary is like surgery. If you want to remove the appendix, you don't start at the lungs and work down. You try to get in and out without leaving a scar. I was almost sorry she'd given me permission. People like to hide things on bookshelves, mostly because there are so many objects there that they think a crook in a hurry will give them a pass. So smart crooks head straight for the bookshelf. Lamar's was a bonanza. In addition to some nice books, from a reader's perspective, not a burglar's, she had a row of very fine ivory figurines. Japanese Netsuki. Maybe 18th century. The ivory rubbed so smooth it almost felt soft. Netsuki were originally boxes that hung from the sash of a man's robe to make up for the lack of pockets. The men carried pipes or papers in them. But as time passed, maybe the robes grew pockets because the carvings shrank and became more ornamental, and some of them ceased altogether to be boxes and became purely decorative. The ones Dolores Lamar had collected were